Hey, that's clean. That's all I need if they get the clean mixed up with the dirty. Oh, how about that? Hey, Steve! Look at that.
What is it, Charlie?
I ain't sure. The local branch of the Western National Bank or Captain Kidd's buried treasure.
Did you find that in Chip's room?
In his closet.
Well, that must be the money he's saving to buy his car. He'd better open a bank account.
How long has he been saving?
Well, quite a while.
Well, say, he ain't a bad kid. Don't you think we ought to help him out a little?
No, Charlie. If it were for something he really needed, we would. But he gets to drive my car, and Robbie's too. I just think if he has to buy his own car, he'll appreciate it more.
You know, that's why I'm glad I'm not a father. Because you have to be a combination nurse, psychiatrist, and Socrates.
Put it back now.
Beautiful.
Oh, not bad.
Not bad? A little more tuning will make the top 10.
How come you're selling, Wayne?
Well, I got about as far as I can on this one. I'm ready to take a crack on one of those little racers.
I wouldn't mind having one of those myself.
Oh, of course you gotta realize, racers kind of limited. You take a buggy like this one, it's real all-around wheels.
Yes.
This doll's dependable. It'll get you there and get you back in high style all the way. You in the market?
Maybe.
You know what you want, but if you're looking for gold power with class, just kicked at it.
That was a delicious lunch, Mr. O'Casey.
Well, thank you, Marilyn.
Now I know why all the great chefs are men.
Well, that ain't so hard to figure out when you notice that men go at it different from women. Now, you take all the slapdash out of cooking and you add some brains and you come up with a real art.
Hey, Chip, let's help your uncle with the dishes.
You don't want to be wasting your Saturday afternoon in the kitchen. Now, you kids run along.
Hey, meat! I'll go fly my kite.
Okay, but get down to the park. The last time your kite got tangled up in our TV aerial, we got Tijuana taxi calls for 2 weeks.
Hey, you want to see something really groovy?
Sure. Hey, yeah, it's neat.
We'll be over at Wayne's house, Uncle Charlie.
Okay. Marilyn, hope you come back for lunch real soon.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Well, we don't have company. He serves leftovers, and we have to do the dishes.
My pal.
Is this what you wanted to show me?
Yeah.
It's Wayne's.
Yeah.
I've seen it around school lots of times.
But you never rode in it. Come on, get in.
Abby Walters went to a dance with Wayne and got grease all over her dress.
Yeah, all the girls are crazy about riding in it. Now listen to this.
Kind of loud, isn't it?
It purrs like a kitten.
It doesn't have any top. Abby says it blows your hair to pieces.
Well, that's one of the good things about it. You don't feel shut in.
Isn't this paint job kind of conspicuous?
Yeah, isn't it great?
Chip, are you thinking of buying this car?
Well, I'm negotiating, but I didn't want to do anything definite until I had your opinion.
Well, you have it.
Yeah.
Where's Marilyn?
She went home. She had to get some grease off her dress.
How'd she like the car?
She's crazy about it. Dad, can I talk to you?
Sure, come on in, Chip. What's on your mind?
You know, I've been wanting a car for a long time.
Yes, I know.
Well, I finally found the one I really want.
Oh, what kind is it?
It's Wayne's Roadburner.
Wayne's Roadburner?
Well, I know it's real special, but Wayne doesn't want as much for it as you'd expect.
How much does he want for it?
Only $65. And it's got a Mallory ignition, Winfield full camshafts, holiday headers and collectors.
I'll take your word for it, Chip, that it's a good buy. Do you have the $65?
Not exactly. But I've got $56.63.
Well, now, Chip, you know our understanding was that you were to earn the money for your car yourself.
I know, Dad. My birthday's Tuesday. And I thought, maybe instead of giving me presents, if the whole family gave me money, I could get it.
I see.
It's only $8.37. I always get stuff that costs more than that on my birthday.
Now, why can't you wait until you earn the money instead?
If I don't buy it, somebody's bound to snap it up real fast.
Chip, owning a car involves a lot of responsibilities. Have you thought about the insurance?
What about the insurance?
Well, you can't drive without insurance, you know. And at your age, the insurance will cost more than the car.
More than the car?
So you see, the $8.37 doesn't begin to cover the cost. I'm sorry, Chip.
It's okay, Dad. I didn't get the picture.
Morning, Al.
Morning, Steve.
Hey, Al, what's this?
What do you think of it?
Where'd you get it?
Oh, my aunt moved to New York and she wants me to sell it for her.
Oh? You know, my family had one just like it. It was a great model.
Still is.
Hey, look at that. Silver bud vases, huh?
Special order. My Aunt Ellen is a nut for fresh flowers.
Boy, this sure brings back memories.
Yeah, I'll make a great car for some kid.
Yeah, it would.
Well, I'll see you, Steve.
Al.
Yeah, Steve?
We're just thinking,
You were thinking about buying it for one of your boys?
Well...
It's got less mileage than my new car has on it. Uh-huh. You don't have to do a thing with it, and I don't think it's been driven more than 35 miles an hour.
Now, Al, you're not going to give me that old lady from Pasadena bit, are you?
I wouldn't think of it. My Aunt Eleanor lived in Altadena.
Oh.
Oh, which one of the boys you have in mind for it, Steve?
Well, Chip's been wanting something, and, I've been telling him he had to save his money and buy his own car, but, I don't know, tomorrow's his birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Chip!
Thanks, kitty.
Here's mine, Chip.
I bought you something I can use in case you don't like it.
You better like mine. I can't return it.
Boy, you guys, thanks. This is really great. I don't know which one to want first.
You'd better look at your dad's first.
Well, which one is yours, Dad?
The one in the driveway.
In the driveway?
Hey, aren't you getting me
dressed? Come to me, it's all
It's so shiny, I can see my face.
Oh, darling.
Hey, last time I rode in one of these was in Bombay. And the driver made up his own rules as he went along.
Well, Chip, how do you like it?
Oh, it's great, Dad. Just great. Just great.
Honey, I'm not that far away from Chip's age that I don't know what he's thinking.
Dad meant well, but he's given Chip an old lady's car.
Well, it runs, and it's clean, and it's cute.
Yeah, but it's not in. Poor Dad.
Poor Dad?
Yeah, because he loves his son, he clobbered him. Something we're going to have to watch when our sons grow up.
Something who's got to watch when who grows up?
Rob thinks Chip hates his car.
Hey, are you trying to tell me a kid gets a car for his birthday and he hates it?
Well, didn't you see his face when he saw it?
Sure, he was stunned with joy.
That's what I say. Don't look for trouble that isn't there, Rob.
Hey, you guys.
Oh, hi, Chip. I didn't see you behind us.
Well, I had a run to catch up.
Did you ever buy that road burner of Wayne's?
No. Well, I decided it wouldn't do me any harm to walk for a while.
Something wrong with your car, Chip?
No.
Well, where is it?
Down in front of the Wilson's house.
Well, why'd you park it down there?
Well, you never can tell when somebody might want to deliver something. Well, they couldn't if the driveway was all cluttered up with a bunch of cars.
Well, I'm going to be leaving. You can take my place.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, it's okay.
I could tell that the minute the back door slammed and your books landed in the chair. Hey, what's part of a pig? Four letters.
A pork.
Now, that louses up my lady without arms and baby goat.
Lady without arms is Venus, like in the Milo. And baby goat is Kid, not Billy. And bridge over the Thames is Westminster. And the silly bird is cuckoo.
Gets a B in spelling and all of a sudden he's a crossword expert.
I'm an expert. Gordon's mother is doing the same puzzle over at her house. Hey, Uncle Charlie, how come Chip hates his car?
Did he tell you he hates it?
No. But he hides it way down the street. And he parks about three blocks from school.
Hiya. Hey, what's this I hear about you hating the car your dad gave you out of the goodness of his heart? And you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Huh?
Emma, you heard what I said, so don't give me that innocent stuff.
I don't hate the car, Uncle Charlie.
Come on now, your lips are flapping no, but your eyes are shifting around yes.
It's a real neat car, honest.
Okay, I don't believe you, but you see to it that your dad don't find out how much you hate it. Now, you reading me?
I don't hate it.
Now, just remember what I said. You got a gift, so you better make your dad think you like it. And as a starter, how about not parking it in the next county?
Daddy's here right now.
Good. Honey, you know, I've been thinking. Maybe you are right about Chip. He's parking his car down the street, even when there's plenty of room in the driveway.
Right.
Well, I told you, honey, it's a very not-in car. Just the same, I really ought to belt Chip. No talk, just belt him.
Not so much muscle on those bottle caps. I'm the one that has to unscrew them.
Oh, sorry. Dinner is being served.
Thank you. Have you ever stopped to realize that 18 bottles a day add up to 126 bottles a week and 540 bottles a month?
When did you take up math for a hobby?
Oh, when I found out how good I was at multiplying.
I wonder what kind of a job I'll get when I tell them I majored in formulas, diapers, and hamburgers in college.
The babies are making it awfully hard for you, aren't they?
Oh, no. Babies are nothing. It's when they get bigger that the responsibility scares me. I take this thing with Dad and Chip, for instance.
I know what you mean. I feel sorry for Dad. But I can see Chip's side of it, too.
Now, why didn't I think of that? Everything has two sides.
So?
Honey, tonight, after everything has simmered down, I'm going to try the flip side. Chip, you busy?
I was just reading.
I'd like to talk to you about your car.
What's the matter? Yours break down?
No, mine didn't break down. Why don't you read your book?
I want to hear what you have to say to Chip.
Well, okay. But keep quiet, then. Chip, you really had your heart set on buying Wayne's Roadburner, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Well, you can't blame him. It's the grooviest set of wheels in the whole school.
Ern, nobody's blaming anybody for anything. Now, I told you to keep quiet. The car that Dad bought you is a big disappointment, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, you're ashamed of it, aren't you?
Well,
exactly what is the hang-up?
Well, the whole thing. It just isn't a guy's car.
Cars don't come in his and hers.
You know what I mean.
He means those silver bud vases.
Ernie, I am not talking to you. You interrupt one more time and I'm going to throw you out in the hall.
Okay, okay.
Hey, Chip?
Well, that's one of the things. I wouldn't dare show up at school in a car with bud vases and that yucky paint job. Well, the guys would laugh themselves sick.
You don't know that.
Oh, sure they would. That kind of stuff went out with running boards.
Okay, Ern, that's it. Out.
Come on, Ron.
Out.
Hey, there must be some kind of law about throwing some guy out of his own room.
Well, sue me, then. Chip, the car runs all right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Then the only thing you don't like about it is the way it looks, right?
I guess so.
Dad's not dumb, you know. If he'd been home more, he could tell how you feel in a minute just by looking at your face.
Well, what do you want me to do? Dance in the street?
I'll tell you what I want you to do. Tomorrow after school, you're going to get in that car and drive over Marilyn's house and you're going to take her for a ride. And you're going to like it.
Yeah? What if I don't?
Then, mister, you and I are going to have the biggest hassle in the history of the Douglas family.
Oh.
God. This is just like when Charlton Heston got sore at the Philistines. Horsing around with sin or something.
Hi, Rob. Hey, I had a rotten night last night.
Me too.
I mean, after I made my big speech, I got to thinking, what right do I have to try to run your life? Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, you do what you want to do. And, I'm sorry I sounded off.
That's okay. You were right about Dad. But I sort of drove close by school today, and the guys gave me the business just like I thought they would.
Yeah, well, in spite of what I said, I thought they would, too.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't so bad. Anyway, I came by to get a sweater. Then I'm going to go pick up Marilyn. Before you say anything, it's mine.
You're putting me on.
No.
Boy. Silver bud vases?
It runs great.
Mind if I take a look?
Go ahead.
Hey, this is the original engine.
Original paint job, too.
Hey, start it up a minute.
What'd I tell you?
Soul music. Hey, let's take it around the block.
Okay, get in.
Mind if I drive?
All right, but watch the original upholstery.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dad.
I just saw Chip and Wayne driving down the street in Chip's car. Wayne was driving. You think maybe he's trying to trade it to Wayne for that road burner of his?
No, Dad, no. In fact, he just told me he was going over to Maryland's to take her out for a ride.
He loves that car, Dad.
No, Katie, I saw the look on his face that morning I gave it to him.
That was a look of stunned joy, sort of.
Now, I made one of those generation gap mistakes again. I should have known that an old car that belonged to somebody's Aunt Eleanor wouldn't fit into Chip's generation.
I'm telling you, Dad, he likes it.
Selling. It's all original everything. Well, you said yourself, it's already a collector's item.
I'll tell you what, I'll throw in the road burner and $60.
Nope. I wouldn't sell even if you offered me twice that much. My dad gave it to me.